All right. We're going to jump into our book for a few minutes, if you have that. I did not bring a pages to hand out, but I just wanted to go ahead and I'm going to try to jump through some of, because we've been kind of stuck in this section here, basically talking about why should we want to study the Bible. And I, on that front, that phrase there on page number 51, I underlined two words, why study? Does anybody not have a book? They may come into class, they don't have a book, they want a book. You've not had one, you don't have one sitting on a shelf at home, you just don't have one. Well, if you find yourself in that place and you want one, you please let me know. We will get you a book, amen? All right, so on page number 54, I think we've covered those. And so the last thing there to get practical wisdom in every part of life, and how true that is, amen, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and it's found in the Word of God, amen. Keeping in mind, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, right? So this is just amazing. We think we know the path we should take. The Bible reminds us that in me dwelleth no good thing. Amen. There's a passage that talks about, if I think I know anything, I know nothing as I ought to know. Isn't that crazy? So we have all these reminders, right? And then in Proverbs, it talks about trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. We'll say, what is understanding? Well, it's how I see things. It's how I have a grasp on things. It's how I support things. It's what I believe is true, right? It says, lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So if I rely on my understanding to direct my paths, the end of that is death. But if I just submit myself to God, right, trust in him, and stop leaning on my understanding, he will direct my path. What a promise. Amen? So it sounds like if people just do what they believe is right, the end of that is death. What's that? Yeah, yeah. Every man did that which is right in his own eyes. Yeah, the theme of the book of Judges. And look where that ended up. But if we instead forsake our own way and we study his word and rest in him on these things, the Bible says he'll direct our paths. And then if we'll follow his way, we know that the truth will make us free. It'll free us from the bondage of this life. It'll free us from failure, or free us from all kinds of things, and it'll point us towards heaven. Amen? And so, good stuff. So, why study? Because apart from the Word of God, we're in trouble. We don't know the path to take. Amen? And I believe in this day and age, just talking through that, just the last few minutes, that is foreign to most people. That is foreign to most Christians. Most Christians, they really don't believe what I just said. They really, most people, maybe even some in this room, maybe all of us to a point, really believe we know what's best for us. We do believe because that's how we live. And we spend most of our time not trying to find God's will, but trying to convince God that our way is good. Let me say that again. We spend most of our time, most of our prayer life, most of our effort talking to other Christians, not trying to find out God's will, but convincing God that our way is good, that he should give us what we're asking for. And sometimes you lobby God enough for something, you might just get it. Just so you can say in time to come, God, I was wrong, you were right. Is that exciting? By the way, as parents, sometimes I've been known to do that. Fine. Yeah, you want that? Go ahead. Do you think I should do it? No. But go ahead. You have my permission. If you want to go that path, go ahead. I look forward to seeing how it works out for you. Amen. And that's what you have to get to at some point, right? Because otherwise it's just a fight with somebody. And instead of being at odds with them, well, you didn't give me what I wanted. Okay. Go ahead. We have an example of that in Scripture. Amen. And so that's kind of fun to watch. Anyway, nonetheless, that's why we study the Bible, is because without it, we don't know the path to take. All right, so this book shows that. On page 55, why study? To be qualified for church leadership. Amen. Practically speaking, and those scriptures are given, we're just running through these because I hope that you'll do some study on your own through this. We don't know what it takes to be qualified for church leadership unless we read God's manual on what a church is. Amen. A church is not man's concept. By the way, marriage is not man's concept. What would man do with marriage if he could just do whatever without even thinking about God? Well, open your eyes. We're seeing it. Amen. Men with men, women with women. In the future, men with boys. It's coming. People love their dogs so much, it'll be people and dogs. It's coming. People already talk about their dogs like they're humans. Hello? It's coming. And it's not just dogs, all kinds of animals, bestiology, that was happening. It happened. It has happened, is happening today. It's coming to an America near you. Amen. It's just the way it is, because what men do is they grab hold of a concept that God created, and then they totally corrupt it and pervert it. And by the time it's done, God ain't nowhere to be found in it. And they take this thing and they still call it after what God called it, and it's totally perverse now. Right? And so why study the Bible? So we don't do that. So that we put a bounds to something. We need boundaries. Amen? And the Bible will give us boundaries. And by the way, if we don't study the Bible, what is going to be our boundary? It's going to be what's acceptable to us. Right? But we know that that's not good enough. Amen? And so, why study? Those reasons. To know what God expects in church leadership. That's why we study. Next on page 55, it says, to know the truth and to be able to weigh everything by God's word to be protected from error. And what's that verse we quote always in 1 Thessalonians about that? I'll read this again. To know the truth and to be able to weigh everything by God's word to be protected from error. What does God tell us in 1 Thessalonians 5? It's not in your, you can read down there, you won't find it. This is just because you know your Bible, amen. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Despise not prophesying. That's what it says. And we should prove how many things? All things. And what do we prove it by? Truth. Prophecies. That's right. And what does prove mean? What is it? What's the word prove mean? How do we prove it? How do we prove things? Not just study. Yes, but what do we do when we prove something? We're testing it. I think John talked about working in an industry where he was having to test things. You prove things, right? We don't just, oh, I think that'll work out. That's not proving it. Yes?
Well, yeah, basically two kinds of testing. There's destructive and non-destructive testing. But when you prove something, you press it to the limits to see if it'll break.
Matter of fact, in the aircraft industry, you press it beyond the limits so you can find out where it will break.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not if you do it right, you'll break first.
Yep, and God tells us in different areas, prove me, Malachi, about giving, prove me on this, right? And we're told to prove him, prove these things out. Take a promise of God's word, prove them on that promise, right? We can, and that's what I mean. I think when we talk about Bible study, I think we've really slowed up in this area. I'm really just trying to really get across the point to us that we need to study. Why? How can we prove God if we don't know his own word? This is the standard that we prove everything by, right? And so we put it through the test. We put it through the mill of God's word to see if it holds up. Parents, does the way you're raising your children, does it hold up to the proof of Scripture? Those of us that are married, the way that we engage with our spouses, does it hold up to the proof of Scripture? Those of us that have friends, are you being a friend that holds up to the proof of Scripture? Being a church member, are you a church member that you can prove by God and that holds up by Scripture? I mean, on and on and on. At work, are you that kind of employee? With the individual things we do, how we eat, amen? Just everything, does it hold up? Prove it. Our speech, right? How we communicate, our sleep habits. God speaks to all of these things. How we dress, the music we listen to, everything. Amen. Does it hold up to the proof test of Scripture? That's why we're supposed to study so that we can give an answer to every man that asketh the reason for that hope. And by the way, ultimately, every knee will bow. We'll actually have to give an answer to who? To God. To Jesus Christ, whom all judgment has been committed to. And so today, prepare for that day by giving an answer to people. So I'm not responsible to give an answer to anybody. Well, yeah, you are by the word of God. Yeah, yes, you are. Amen. The Bible says to be able to give an answer. So prepare for that day. You'll have to give an answer by today giving an answer to those around you. Instead of making excuses, prove it. Amen. How can we do that if we don't know the word of God? That's why we study. So that verses can just flow out of you. Amen. By the way, the best way to do that is to prepare to teach. And so if anybody here says, I really want to teach a lesson, you prepare, you get yourself a topic that you study very, very, very well. Come present it to me and we'll give you a chance to teach it. Amen. Because that, I have found that to be the very best way for you to prove things out. Where I have to study it so much that I can present it to people that actually know the Bible. Amen? And now I'm not just giving an answer for me, but I'm giving an answer enough so that when I present it, man, I'm not going to be Swiss cheese when it's all said and done. I'm going to be shot full of holes, amen. But if you have a topic like that that you want to study out, let me know, and we'll give you that opportunity. That's a powerful, powerful tool. That you can work on there. Amen? And then on page 56. He put a lot of things in this. Amen? On page 56, and I'd like for you to go back and look at every one of these topics a little more intently so you can kind of see it more thoroughly. Page 56, another reason why we study is to disciple our families. All four having a time of discipleship, sitting down, going through the Bible and all that. But I am more for living the life of a disciple, leading our families to live that life where everything is challenged. Someone says something and you challenge it. Where's that at in the Bible? Did God lead you to that decision? If so, how? Can you show me that? And if you have that environment, instead of a strained, antagonistic, brutal environment in the home, amen. Your home should be a haven for talking about the Word of God. And if it's not, it needs to be. You have someone trying to break in your house. Are we responding according to the Word of God on this? Right? These are real topics to discuss. You're in Israel and someone's breaking down, you're trying to break your door down to set your house up. How do you respond to stuff like that? Well, the Bible talks about how to respond. We ought to be able to respond with a clear conscience because we've already thought through these things. By the way, you know what Israel has lightened up now over there to help its citizenry out? Gun restrictions. Is that crazy? I'm serious. In the midst of all of that, Israel had made it illegal for their own people outside the military to own guns. What did that make them? Not only vulnerable, it made them dead. All they could do is hide in a room that didn't hold up to fire. And they roasted whole families. They were taught to go run and hide. And how'd that work out for them? Not well. Hello? So does God, does he speak to what we should be able to protect? Absolutely. Study that out. Study it out. So you with a clear conscience can have a plan. Amen? All these things are talked about in the Bible. We're not afraid of them. We're not afraid of these topics. Amen. And so anyway, fun stuff. But these things we're seeing in the news, these things we're hearing about, these things we experience, we prove it all by the Word of God. How should we respond to this? How should we respond as a church? We've worked through this as a church. How do we respond if something like that happens? Well, we have a plan. Amen. And that's, we talk through all these things, and we talk to about it in light of Scripture. Amen. So, discipling our family, that word disciple, the root word is what? Discipline. We are building disciplines. That's what we lack in America, is discipline. We don't know how to discipline ourselves in our eating habits, right? In our entertainment habits, in our cultural habits. We don't know how to discipline ourselves in anything. In our raising children, we don't discipline children. We don't discipline ourselves. How can we discipline our children if we don't know how to discipline ourselves? If we can't say no to ourselves, how can we ever say no to our children? If we don't know what to say yes to ourselves in, how are we ever going to know what's acceptable? Do you see what I'm saying? Discipline is the root to, that's how we disciple. Yes.
That's why we're all fat and doing stuff we're not supposed to do, and just like we're never taught to
and everything we have is broke down and wore out and not taken care of. This is where we're at in our country, because we don't know how to discipline ourselves. By the way, fasting is all about disciplining yourself. When's the last time you fasted over something? I'm really burdened up. Well, when's the last time you fasted with withheld food from you? So I can't do that. I get a headache. Well, there's a reason. Right? You're addicted to the chemicals in the food. That's why it's anytime you come off of a drug, your body revolts. And that's why coming off of food, our bodies revolt. Amen. And so you might have to work yourself into it to kind of get yourself off the addiction of certain chemicals, the preservatives, to fast. But you need to be disciplined enough that you don't just say, I can't do it. And this is where our country is right now. It all becomes, I just can't do that. Well, I just can't do it. I'll call someone that can. What? I can do what? All things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You don't need someone else to do it for you. You just need Christ's help to do it. Right? We're lacking in the area of discipline. Studying the Bible is a discipline. You know why most people don't study their Bible? They're not disciplined enough to do so. Well, I got so many things to do. You can do all you want, but if you're not doing it by the way that God intends, it's all futile. Amen. John C. I had just thought of that, and you're giving that testimony. I was thinking, who told me that? Please go. That's awesome.
This church, and she said that they did things to children that shouldn't be done, but you never know what that means. Anyway, she said she joined the Satanist church. And the thing that she told me, and this was so exactly what you were saying. She said, I joined it because I was always miserable. I felt like everybody was taking advantage of me. I always got bullied and all that. She said, in that church, you come first. And she said, the whole thing is, you know, you protect yourself, you do what you want. want, you make yourself first, so you make sure you get what you need and don't worry about other people. And she said, that's what they preach, and now I'm happy. And I thought, oh my goodness, she's just terribly deceived.
Yeah.
You know, that just shows the deception of the end of it. And it's a perfect
follow the end of that.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crazy. That's culturally, that's where we're at. And that leads to the new, well, it's not even new, it's been out for a little while now. The unschooled, there's public school, Christian school, homeschool, and unschool. Say, what is unschool? Well, you don't teach that kid anything. You just find out what that kid wants to learn, and that's what you teach him. I'm serious. And so if they really like video games, I mean, you just pour it on. You teach them that. If they like, bugs, that's fine. Teach them all about bugs. Don't teach them anything that they're not interested in. Do you know who that appeals to? The Satanist church. That's who that appeals to. Because you just, and by the way, is it easy to teach someone when they're interested? Absolutely. Have they gone a little far with that? Just a little. Because people need to learn how to learn things they don't want to learn right now. Because mom and dad say, in the future, you're going to need this. And when you need it, it's not the right time to now start getting it. If you knew you were going to be in a foreign country, like, let's just say, in 20 years from now, God is going to have you in a foreign country, minister, whatever. When would be the best time to start learning that language? Right now. Right now. Right? Well, if I don't want to learn right now what? Well, I'm in trouble. You see what I'm saying? So what I'll do is I'll just wait. And then whenever I need it, I'll get it. No, it's kind of hard to learn a language overnight. Right? Same thing. By the way, English. Communicating is a huge part of our adult life. How many marriages have issues because the two parties in that marriage don't know how to communicate? I think it's all of us. Because we are really bad at communicating to others how we feel, what we think, and we always blame the other person for, you just don't understand. It's your fault. Communication's on me. I have to learn how to communicate in a manner that others can actually grab hold of it, right? So learning how to communicate is huge. And if you don't teach your children how to communicate, not forcefully, but in a right manner, right? If you break a window because you're mad, does that communicate something? Sure it does. Sure it does. That communicates something. So when your kid's mad, would you rather them break a window to communicate to you that? Or would you rather them be able to verbalize in a civil manner? I think I'd rather them verbalize in a right manner so that we can not have to worry about replacing the window every time that, you know, someone's a little upset. So you see what I'm saying? But how do we do that? Discipling. That's what this thing says. We study the Bible so that we can properly disciple others, which means we're building disciplines in others, which means we first have to build disciplines in ourselves. Does that make sense? That's why we study. You see, studying the Bible can do that for me? Absolutely. We study the Bible, page 56 says, to be a teacher. Right? Number one, caring enough about others that we want to teach them something. And number two, actually teaching them right things. Are you okay teaching others around you wrong things? You okay with that? We already discussed, if we only teach people what we know, if a man thinks he knows anything, he knoweth nothing as he ought to know, right? We talked about how our ways lead to death, and that if trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. So we've already, if all I'm doing is teaching people what I think is best, and I have not allowed the Word of God to prove that out in me, then there's a great potential that I'm really teaching people error. Isn't that crazy? Well, I don't want to teach people error because I love people. That's why I need the Word of God. I have to study so I prove out what I think, because what I think is probably wrong. Amen? Very good stuff. Almost out of time. We'll just stick right here. We're breezing through this. This is great. Page 57. Why study? To learn how to think. What? You can't do that. How I think. How can I control how I think? Casting out every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Philippians 4:8 tells us 8 things that we're to think on. The Word of God will teach you a right way to think. Should I think depressing thoughts? Why not? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, just respond to me with scripture on these things. That's what you have to get used to. Stop responding with what you think and start responding with scripture. And until you can do that, you're not proving it. I say, but that's hard. I know, but it's so rewarding. Makes you study. So our thoughts control our lives. Why are you okay with you thinking depressing thoughts when the Bible commands you to be courageous and not to be discouraged? Why are you okay with you thinking that way? Why are you okay thinking that people are trash and that there's not intrinsic value in them when the Bible says that we're to love our enemies? Ryan preached that Wednesday night. I wasn't here. He preached on, in the thick of that whole Israeli-Palestine thing, he preached on how we better be careful. We're called to love those Palestinians. Why do we let ourselves think down a path which is not right? It's because we don't know enough scripture to move on us and corral our thought processes. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and it become a snare to your soul. Why are we okay with ourselves getting angry when the Bible says you shouldn't even be a friend of you? Right? This is what the Bible will do for you if you'll just study it. It'll bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ so that you can walk in that right way. You see, that's why we study, and that's why we're going through this course. And we are out of time, and I'm really excited to get through page number 58 there. We're going to finish those out quickly because I want to start getting into some good study habits there. I had wrote on my paper, I'm actually starting to, I'll delineate the whole reasons we hold to the rapture, and we'll come back to that with our study tools. But that's a great one to, because the Bible doesn't specifically say that the rapture, that doctrine there is, it's alluded to in numerous places. That's a great way to study because there's a lot of things we face in life that it doesn't just say, thou shalt not. And we have to learn how to study these things. A lot of things are that way, but a lot of things are not. So anyway, study. We need to learn how to study. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for this time together.